Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host Claudia Pareko. Charlotte View and Ayvon Aistra, who's channeled by Amy Gibo, welcome all our listeners to the series Alchemy by Ayvon Aistra. Thank you for accepting our global invitation to be empowered through services, education, experiences, and vibrational products and tools that increase self-awareness, raise vibrations and consciousness, and ultimately reconnect you with your enlightened state of divinity. Amy Ayvon Aistra is an alchemist and intuitive healer working multidimensionally, assisting you to anchor higher vibrations and experience more of your true power and soul essence in this physical reality. She is a gifted teacher, a healer of healers, consciousness coach, and guide, offering a variety of tools, support, and education to assist you on your journey of remembering. To contact Amy or purchase her products, please visit her website, www.energies2enlighten.com. That's the number 2, so www.energies2enlighten.com. During the Alchemy by Ayvon Aistra series, you will be transformed by her presence and products. She carries very high frequency transformational vibrations and spirit works through her to activate you through her words and voice. Ayvon Aistra voice quality and vibration brings all listeners to a higher realm effortlessly and allows information to be interpreted at a correct level. Introducing Take My Call. Tired of waiting in the queue and not getting in? For only $11, jump the long list of callers and we take your call. For more information, visit our website, www.charlotteview.net. Look under monthly shows and make sure to choose Amy Ayvon Aistra from the options. Every Friday and Monday, join our quantum network of spiritual first responders, bringing the light of consciousness to the world. Now, enjoy the episode of the day.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to Alchemy with Ayvon Aistra. Today we are having the episode Awakening the Healer Within, an intuitive healer mentoring certification program. Awakening the Healer Within will take you beyond any Reiki healing system or psychic development class into higher consciousness. This program has a strong emphasis on healing for yourself and others. In this context, healing refers to the process of bringing about an awareness or a knowing that you are whole and divine. So, as you see yourself as the whole and divine, you are then able to assist others from a healthy place, not from a space of your own wounds, feeling of brokenness, or the victim. We are going to bring Amy right now so she can tell us more about this certification program that she has held for many years, and they are all come together from more than 17 years of research, personal growth, and of course, channeling from the higher realm. So now please help me in introducing and welcoming Amy Ayvon Aistra to the show. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Claudia. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you for coming and for bringing this information, this certification program that you are starting again, because you have done it for many years, so you're going to start a new one, and this is a great opportunity for many people that are just awakening to their gifts, or for someone that has already awakened, already have had some Reiki or any other energy modality, and are ready to see more, to find out another way of connecting with this beautiful part of ourselves, our energy bodies, our energy system, and beyond.
Yes, that's right. I love that I have created this program and broken it up into some shorter modules to introduce and help, well, to introduce to some and then to deepen the understanding of others.
So, Amy, let's start from the beginning of the program. So this is a calling for anybody that wants and is ready for a certification. So explain us a little bit how it came together and who are you really calling this for this to enroll?
Well, I created this program out of, I guess, a need for my own healing. So because I had started on my own healing journey many years ago, more than 17 years ago now. And so I had taken classes and certifications in a variety of different energy healing modalities, including Reiki, different types of Reiki. And it all of it seemed less than complete. There were things that didn't really seem like they were included in any of the Reiki healing systems that I had learned. And so the parts that seemed like they were missing to me were the parts about us as souls and us as spirit. And we might have learned about the energy systems and the energy centers in any of those programs, but didn't really talk so much about how everything is energy and how our thoughts and our beliefs and all of that affect, you know, and create actually our outer reality. So there was that. And then none of the programs that I attended ever got into the ego work, the shadow work, and how so much of our power, our untapped potential, is hidden there in the shadows of ourselves. And so as I awakened more and more of myself and my own wounds, I tapped into so much more of my own healing potential. And the other thing that I realized over those years of training was that it was never about the importance of loving yourself and accepting yourself and forgiving yourself as a means for healing. And so I really wanted to create a program that would help other healers or people who knew that there was something within themselves, there was something inside of them that was really powerful and really needed to be expressed in some way. I wanted to help others who wanted to do that by coming from their most empowered place and tapping into their own healing potential. And not rejecting or denying any parts of themselves, their human self or their divine self. And so this really, I created kind of along the way of my own healing path and my own life journey. I just thought that all of the things that I offer in these modules are useful to really anyone, but especially to those people who acknowledge that they've connected to that healer or that divine part within themselves, and maybe they're just not expressing it fully. So that's how it started for me. I felt like some of the systems were lacking. And so this is really just, these are modules that are offered that assist people in reconnecting to their divine self, owning more fully their humanity, and kind of bringing those two together to step into more of their own healing power.
We have one of your graduates' words and about the program that says, "This is an amazing and enlightening program that engages you and challenges you to look within to heal, ascend, and trust the divine being we all are. It is transformative for all who want to accept and love themselves and radiate that love to all those around them. Amy is an incredible facilitator and shares her wisdom freely, encouraging and eliciting the best from all attendees." How do you encourage and elicit the best from all your students?
Well, this program is, this is a channeled program. So even though each participant receives the same handout with all of the same information, what is expressed, what I share along the way as far as my own personal stories, my history, my extensive history of healing, that's all channeled. So whatever needs to come through at that time to hold space for the attendee, that's all very unique to that individual that I'm working with or that group that I happen to be working with. So it's channeled. And so I think what I do well in this program is that I really meet the individual or the group wherever they're at, and then I help to take them higher with the channeled energies and the channeled exercises and the words and information that's shared. It's a very interactive process. I am, you know, listening deeply and then offering whatever I feel guided to share throughout the entire program. So it's such a very intimate experience, really, to have with, you know, as a facilitator, it's a very intimate experience to have with anyone who attends. We're going deeper together. And that's the other thing that I want to say about the program for healers is that because I've been willing to allow myself to go deeper within myself, that I can hold that beautiful space for others to go deeper within themselves. And so I create that safety or that safe ground, that common ground, as I've been there. I know that it can hurt. I know what wounds can be there in those dark shadows. And I still love and accept you, and I hold that space for you to love and accept yourself.
Amy, another of your graduates says, this class will explain the concept of energy and healing, explain how it works, where it comes from, and how we all use it. We were talking before the show about other modalities that are within the energy healing. And I was asking you how deep into the steps or the how does your program work? And can you explain us a little bit, what does it mean when your graduate is saying that you go to the concept of energy healing and explain how it works? How deep do you go?
Well, it depends again on the individual that I'm working with or the group that's gathered. it's basically introduces the concept that everything is energy. And how we can work, how we can all work with our energy to create what we want, or to clear our energy in order to change our reality. people are engaging in activities to clear their own energy. They're using, they're accessing energies for clearing their energy, for healing themselves throughout the process. So it's a very practical. We talk about it, but then we also have an experience of our energy, and then we also practice moving the energy, clearing the energy, how we can reframe our words, which are also energy, how we can change our brainwave state, which changes our energy as well. And there's just so many ways that we can work with our energy, the energy that's around us and is in us all the time, as soon as we have an awareness of our own energy, we have taken the ultimate control of our life. As soon as we own our place as creators of our own experience or creators of our own reality, we lose the victim, and we've connected then to our power to create something better for ourselves. I can go as deeply as the individual feels ready for. There are systems, there are modalities and systems, you know, like Reiki and like Lightarian and Theta Healing. And, you know, we talked earlier about Barbara Brennan's, system of healing. So there are those concepts are presented, those and more, those concepts and more are presented throughout my program. And I, you know, just offer the information to people, and then they have to allow their own truth to come forward, or they need to I encourage everyone to discern. Don't take just my words. Let your own truth come forward. My program just helps people to remember that they really do already know their truth. And it's just a matter of reconnecting to it. I don't think I ever really tell anybody anything or give anything to anybody that they don't already have or that they don't already know. So I'm just see myself as someone who puts these concepts or these truths out there, and it helps to awaken truths within others. And we all are experiencing our own truth at various levels. So there are many, many truths, and many, many levels to truth.
And Amy, so you have 6 models. And in model 1, as we talk about, you're talking about energy, vibration, and consciousness. Model 2, as you also explained, we are learning who we really am. Now in Model 3, we start getting a little bit deeper into exploring your energy anatomy. What does that mean?
So in exploring the energy anatomy, we talk about the energetic systems that exist within our being. So we cover, we explore each of the energy chakras, the energy centers, that are running along the spine. And then we go into every single layer and every level of the aura. And so we actually take a look at what is in our field and what is in our energy centers. So once we get an idea of what is there, then we use our energy and our power to clear what no longer serves us, or what is there that is not our own energy. That's we're energetically changing ourselves in this module, very much so. Most people have never even had an experience of their own energy centers, or have not looked into the different layers of their own aura. So that's an experience that's a very interesting experience for people. It's eye-opening. to look into the colors and what exists in our energy field. And then to know that we can clear anything, and by clearing that energy, we are presenting ourselves differently in the world. We can't change our own energy and not have a different experience out in the world.
And usually when that happens, you're talking about instant change, right? When you change something energetically, it will instantly become evident in your outer world.
Yes, and there's a lightness that comes about as a result of removing the frequencies that are not yours. You're removing the ties that you have created with others, or maybe you're sharing energy with a number of people that you've interacted with or that you have been concerned about. We don't realize all of the ways that we are connected to others energetically, and that can be a drain on our own energetic system, and it can affect us a great deal if we continue to allow those energies to accumulate. And many of the people who have done the program are coming to this class, you know, for the first time. They're getting a sense of what's in their energy field, and then they're clearing massive amounts of garbage, stuff that just doesn't serve them. So that's a major. The program would be worth it if they just did that. But there's so much more to it. But that's a very profound. All of the modules are profound in their own way. But to change your energy so extensively in one module is really powerful. These are techniques that I encourage use of on a regular basis. You know, there are techniques that are offered during all of the modules that we do in class, that we do throughout the program. But I really encourage people to use them on a daily basis or on a regular basis whenever they feel like they need them. So you're going to walk away with so many tools. You know, literally there's probably... You know, there's probably hundreds of tools that are offered throughout the six modules of this program.
Also, you mentioned, Amy, that during this program, you have constant communication with your students, emails, calls. So anything that needs to be clarified or explored is also, you work as a mentor, as a private mentor for each one of your students. And they all come and agree that one of the most beautiful things about your program are the attunements or the activations that go on along with the program.
Yes, I think that's unique, because one could just attend a class and they could learn a bunch of information, or they could learn about a lot of techniques that they could use. And that would be very helpful, but this program has so much more than that. It's the attunements that are helping to take you higher. It's opening you up more and more. There are so many aha moments and so many light bulbs that go on during the program for people. That's what I really love about it the most, is bearing witness to all of those light bulb moments where people are realizing so much about themselves, and you just know that from that moment on, they can never go back to being at that other level of consciousness, that they've moved up and now they're at a higher level. And now they're seeing things differently, and now they're experiencing the world in a different way. I just love that about it, and really I feel like I get more as much, if not more, than any of the attendees, truthfully.
Well, yeah, that's usually what teachers say, right? That they, when you are the teacher, many times you become the student as well, and you learn along with your graduates.
It's very humbling, and it's interesting, too, that I've been running this program for a number of years, and it's always, the modules always are in alignment with wherever I am in my journey as well as wherever they are in their journeys. So it's neat to know that we're all in this together and that we're all doing it together and we are all supporting each other. So that's just, like I said, it is such an intimate process that we are going into. We're opening up our hearts to, you know, to share and to experience, and it's like I feel like every time that I do one of these programs, whoever comes together in the group, these are our soul family members. These are the people that we contracted with before we came here. These are the people that agreed to do this work with us, to help us to heal, to help us to connect to more of who we are. And they're showing up at just the right time, saying the right things and sharing whatever we need to hear. I'm always just in awe of this program, but the universe for sure, that it just works that way.
So, Amy, let's go again with the concept that you were talking about, that most of the people that get enrolled with your program pretty much get a whammy. They get two things for the one. You're awakening the healer within, probably because you want to share it with, outside of you, but the transformation and inner healing that comes part of this certificate is such that you just can look at yourself the same way.
Right. I've had people, everyone makes changes as a result of completing this program. So you're energetically changed for sure. So when we've made that many changes energetically, and I've helped to bring people to a higher level of consciousness, now what they choose for themselves also changes. So their lives become different. They are, you know, stepping more into their roles and stepping more into their power. Not everyone goes on to become a healer. Some people take the program because they want to get to know themselves and they want to connect to their own power. And then when they're done with the program, they feel empowered to move towards creation of their best life. So it's its own coaching program. You're healing and shifting and raising your consciousness and raising your vibration, and that is moving you towards more of the life that you want, whether that means that you, you know, get into a healing profession or just you get into, you attract, you know, a soulmate or whatever, you know, whatever your soul's desire is, you have this soul level awareness and soul level consciousness, and that changes everything when you approach your life in that way.
Now let's talk a little bit of, are there any prerequisites people need to enroll on this program? And let's talk a little bit about how the program works, how long it takes, and more of the logistics.
So there are not any prerequisites other than a willingness to learn about yourself. I think that's the most important thing. It doesn't matter if you have any previous energy healing training like Reiki, or if you have ever learned anything about the chakras, you don't need to do that. This program will work with you from wherever you are. And so come as you are. That's really what I recommend, is just come as you are and allow the information and the energies and the experiences to transform you. That's how the program is designed. So there's 6 modules, and depending on if we're working one-on-one or we're working in a group, there can be anywhere from 4 to 6 hours of interaction, plus a handout. So every module has a handout. And then, as you'd mentioned before, there's the opportunity for questions to be answered as needed, as it's related to the content. And some people are experiencing some deep processing of energies. So in order to assist people energetically, I also offer discounted healing sessions as needed throughout the program.
And Amy, if someone wants to take the program and they don't live where you do, do you offer this program online?
Well, I'm in the process of actually turning this into more of an online offering for the future. But right now we're doing a video. So we're doing like video calls for people who are remote. So you don't have to be in person. I happen to be located in New Hampshire, and many people like to have the in-person group experience, and so they travel to where I am. But if you are not near to New Hampshire, then I would work with you individually, or with, if you and another person wanted to do it, we could see us creating a video conference to cover the material, and I would send you the handouts via email, and we would work that out on a schedule that works for all involved. So there's a lot of flexibility. I don't want distance. These energies that we're working with are quantum. We're not limited by time or space. We can do this remotely, and so I'm excited to be flexible and work with individuals or groups who are a distance away.
Amy, if someone would ask you, what would be the first step for awakening the healer within, what would you answer?
What would be the first what?
Step for awakening the healer within. Like, not for your program, but in general, the awakening the healer within. What would be our first step to start with that process?
Well, like in module 1, I think to become aware of yourself as pure energy and consciousness is such a powerful step. And when we can know ourselves as energy and consciousness, we can begin to imagine ourselves as divine. And then we're connecting to a whole new level of power when we can know ourselves to be those things. You know, I think it's so easy for us to feel limited in our human form, and we can forget that we are energetic beings and we're connected to an infinite source of healing and power. And when we know ourselves when we know our human selves well, and when we know our divine selves, know ourselves to be divine selves, and we can put those two together, I think that is the key to awakening everything within ourselves, but certainly the power that we have to heal and the ability that we have to create wonderful human lives here. So I think energy, knowing ourselves as energy, is probably key, is probably a key factor to that. And then there's other important things that happen as a result of knowing ourselves as energy. We do an exercise that is very powerful, that shows people how powerful they are as creators. We actually grow our finger. We grow one of our fingers in one of the modules. And so if you could imagine, if you ever thought that you could grow your finger, and then you have that experience of growing your finger, it's kind of mind-blowing when you see what you've done. And we have a lot of experiences like that that wake people up, or kind of shake them awake to realize, wow, there must be something to this. There's more to this than I thought, or maybe I need to consider how powerful I really am. Or maybe someone already knows that they are a healer, and this is just, you know, confirming for them. It's confirmation that they are on the right track and that they need to keep going. So I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it does. You know, I was thinking about what you're saying, and I think one of the issues that we all have, or at least I do, is my mind knows that I'm very powerful, but at the same time, it doubts a lot that statement as I go through life. It's like, okay, I'm very powerful and I can do whatever I want. And then, oh, but I'm limited because I really cannot do this or that. So how do you help people get rid of that self-doubt? What is it? I don't know if it's a block or it's an energy spot, but that's something that keeps you from really living in your highest.
Yeah, those are, so in module two, we look at the shadow, our shadow selves and our egos and all of those places where we're really not completely owning our power, and where we're not really being our full selves, right? Maybe we're hiding our light, or maybe we're holding ourselves back in some way. And doubt is one of those, self-doubt is one of those crippling, can be one of those crippling things. But it's just an old program that's running, right? It's part of our ego. It's part of our shadow selves. We're willing to look into those shadowy places, and we find those things. We can bring love to them. We can bring healing to those parts of ourselves. And when we can clear those doubts, when we can, you know, love those doubts into a higher vibration, then we're accessing more and more of our potential. That's one of those opportunities where we can do our shadow work and connect to more of our power. When we bring light into those shadows, it's incredible. And again, there's no going back from that place. Once we once we've brought light and we've illuminated the shadow, then it's all light. So there's so much powerful work in our vulnerability, in our, you know, what we view as our weaknesses and those places that we, you know, they're those ugly things that we don't want to own about ourselves or that we don't want to admit. There is a lot of great work that can be done there that connect us to our power. So if someone has a willingness, you can go as deeply into that as you want to, or you can, you know, stay close to the surface. And either way, you're still going to benefit. It's entirely up to the individual how deeply they choose to go into exploring their shadow selves. But there is a lot of growth there.
And Amy, is part of the program designed so the graduates or the participants can get a clearer connection with their guidance, with their spirit guides, with their angels, or whoever is in their team?
Absolutely. That is part of the process that takes place when we work with our energy, when we are clearing and staying clear. We're really reconnecting to our soul selves. And so when that happens, we're accessing a whole different world, or, well, for some people it's a whole new world, and for others it's just establishing a better connection to a world that they've already been in. But everyone goes to a new level from wherever they are at when it comes to accessing power to heal, accessing their own guidance, and working with guides. And yeah, so like I said, we work with the person from where they're at, and everyone increases their gifts and their own access at a pace that works for them.
I have seen, Amy, that when you have people learning about higher abilities and higher consciousness and stuff, there is a tendency between the participants to see others and say, oh, I can't do what you can, or feeling less because you don't see or feel or do whatever you think the other person is doing. Is this something that happens within your participants?
In module 4, we cover people's, We review all of the gifts that people would have, so they have a better understanding of what their gifts are and how they're using them, and how they can use them more and even increase them. And one of the first questions that I usually ask people at the beginning of that module is, "What's the best gift to have?" And everyone yells out, "Oh, I want to see. Seeing's the best gift," or "I want to know. Knowing's the best gift." Most people want to see. They think that they are less than if they don't have vision. And so it's a trick question, because the answer to the question of what's the best gift to have is the one that you have, or the gifts that you already have. All of our gifts can be developed, but you are here as you, with the gifts that you have, and you are perfectly equipped to do what you came here to do with the gifts that you have. And I think we spend so much time as humans, you know, thinking that we should be different, or that we should be have something we think we don't have, because that would be better. But the truth is that you have everything, that you have the perfect gifts for you. And they're going to serve you the best in the world. And you can continue to develop gifts that you might find interesting, but to certainly honor what you do have, and not be envious or wanting to have something that you tell yourself you don't have. We all have it. It may not have been developed, but we all have these gifts. We all have these abilities, and yours are perfect for you.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Now, some people, when they enroll in a healing program, they want so desperately to be healed themselves. And many times they come with physical issues that are really, really difficult to bear. Are they expected to heal?
Well, healing is... So I want to just say that healing and curing are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So people may come into the program with conditions or imbalances that they wish to heal. I've had people come with cancer. I've had people come with Lyme's disease. I've had people with autoimmune disorders, people with depression, and other emotionally challenging things. And they make shifts and they heal imbalances within themselves on the physical level, on the mental level, on the emotional level, on the spiritual level. So again, my definition of healing is when one can remember that they are whole, healed, and divine. That's the groundwork that we want to create for healing to take place. That's where all healing happens, is that knowing or that deeper understanding of ourselves is already being whole and healed and divine. And so healing versus curing are two different things. Have there been people cured of their ailments and of their illnesses, while taking this program? Yes. Absolutely. Healing happens in an instant. Healing happens in a holy instant. So we create the ground, we create the foundation for that person to make those shifts, and for that person to come into balance, for them to love the parts of themselves that ever allowed for the imbalance in the first place. So that's where the healing's really taking place. And then all of that, if they're working on something physical, all of that goes into the physical as well. So we can't make these healing changes or correct imbalances on any one level without all of the other layers being affected. So when we make a change in our consciousness, when we make a change in our mental constructs, our thought processes, our belief systems, everything changes. Our emotional energy changes, our physical energy changes. And so that's really healing things like Lyme disease and cancer, really any imbalance that has gotten into the physical body is about bringing the other levels, all of the other energetic levels, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and the physical back into balance, because it's gotten out of balance. Everything has gotten out of balance. So we're working with the energy. When we can rebalance the energy, healing takes place. And that sometimes leads, that can lead to a cure. Absolutely.
And
did that answer your question?
Of course it does. So the last model that we had, model 6, it says working with others. So is this the part where the people that are the studying your students, this is where they start practicing with others? Or what do you mean by that on model 6?
Yeah, so... we talk about where people are in their lives. So are they wanting to bring healing to other people at this point, or are they still feeling like they're just doing the healing for themselves? And regardless of whether they are working with clients or if they're just doing it for their own lives, Module 6 is about how we show up in the world and how we hold space, right? And there are so many ways that we can hold space throughout our days or with everyone. That person who is, cashing you out at the grocery store, you can have just as healing of an interaction with that individual as you could have in a session with a client, truthfully. And so working with others is about how do we actually show up and bring who we are into the world, whether it be professionally or personally or in all of those ways. So it's not just for somebody who wants to go on to be in healing practice, although it does cover things like the ethics and, recommendations on how to set up your healing business if you're interested in doing that. But we do partner up. If we're working as a group, we will partner up. And in our own way, we do hold space. We do practice holding space, compassion, shared intention, listening deeply. We are practicing key things when we show up, when we work with others. And that's brought through in Module 6.
Okay, so again, just to talk about everything that you have said. So this is a program. This is a certificate program that lasts 6 modules. You have mentioned that people can get these models in a different order if desired, but for them to get the certification, they have to finish all 6 modules. And these classes are held either in person or they can be over the phone or the internet or somewhere in with distant, with remote. And for that, what is the best way to enroll to the class?
So they could go onto the website, and if they don't have questions, first of all, I would want to make sure, I would really love to have a conversation with anyone who's has any questions about whether it could be beneficial to them. I don't want anybody to dismiss it. I would love to talk to them first. So if you're out there and you're just wondering if it could be how it could help you, I would love to have a conversation with you. And I would love to share a little bit about my style and how we might work together in the class and how I could support you to get what you want from a program like this. I don't want to leave anybody second guessing or questioning, any of this. So if there's anybody out there that really thinks that, there's a chance that they're interested and they just are not sure, please reach out to me. So go onto my website and, send me an email. Or connect with me on Facebook, and let's. I want to field all inquiries. If you have any questions, I just want to make sure that I cover that. We just had an hour, to talk a little bit about it, but sometimes people just have personal questions about how it might work for them or whether it would work for them. I feel like anyone that's even considering this already knows on some level that they have that they have a power within themselves that they've that's untapped, okay? And so whether they want to access that power in order to heal themselves or to become a better person or to, you know, go on to be a healer, doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. If you are listening to this call and you're thinking, oh, that sounds interesting, there's something in you that knows that you have this potential, that you have this untapped power. And I would want to connect with you to see how we might be able to work together.
Well, thank you for that, Amy. So everybody that just listened, again, contact Amy Ivona Estra with your questions. You can go to www.energies2enlightened.com, and you can contact her from there, or go to Amy Ivona Estra Chivo on Facebook, and you can private message her. If you find any of the posts that Charlotte Duke has done about Amy, you can also put a comment in there and she'll read that. It's very easy to connect nowadays. And it's, you know, Amy, something that you mentioned is anyone that is responding to the call, it's because you are ready. It's because you want this. And just find the way, and Amy will work with you, with your schedule, with your own issues, if you have them. She will find a way to connect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's figure out how we can work together. I would love that.
And thank you again for being here. We are reaching the end of today's interview on this awesome Awakening the Healer Within certification. Is there anything that you want to leave us with before we say goodbye?
No, I think all of us are powerful forces in the world, and I ask that everyone just do their part to show up in the world. We're needed. We need to show up as we are. We need to show up as these energetic, higher energy, higher consciousness, energetic beings, and that's going to change the world. So thank you for doing your part. Thank you for doing your part, Claudia. And thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, we know we're going to have you back, and we will announce that on Facebook when we're ready. And again, everybody, thank you for listening. Share, share, share.